And now we're going to really squeeze the IRGC here and cut the blood flow off to the tumor.
Well, as we've seen in sub-Saharan Africa, all it takes is some warlords with a little money just to keep the chaos going. In the meantime, you have President Trump suggesting that reportedly he may do another round of tariffs on China up to 7.5%, all ahead of Xi Jinping's meeting. How crucial is this meeting? And especially given the fact that we just saw trade talks with Canada, high level, didn't go anywhere. In fact, it made things worse, not better.
Yeah, look, on Canada, Canada just wants to keep its right to transship Chinese goods into America. They make a lot of money on those transshipments. So Canada's got to get its act together. Secondarily, we've had a detente in a hostage exchange situation with China since October of 2025, since China, played its rare earth gambit last year. And the president had directed his cabinet secretaries not to inflame the Chinese situation while we tried to get our house in order, and they tried to remove themselves from reliance on the dollar. So we're both trying to get out from each other's thumbs here. And this, what seems to be an escalation, this is us dealing with Iran. And as you know, there's an axis of bad guys out there between Russia, Iran, China, and North Korea, amongst others. And so unfortunately, at some point in time, our sanctions on Iran are going to bite China, and I think you're going to see some of that here soon.